Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The men who create power make an indispensable contribution to the nation's greatness. But the men who question power make a contribution just as indispensable.
This morning in our series, November 1963, looking at key moments in the presidency of John F. Kennedy, we go to October 26, 1963, when Kennedy returned home to Massachusetts for the final time. The trip took him to Amherst College, where he was awarded an honorary degree and where he spoke at the groundbreaking of the Robert Frost Library at Amherst College. WBUR's Kelly Horan takes us back to the remarks President Kennedy made that day about the importance of the arts in the life of a great nation and about the importance of one writer in particular.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Kennedy rejected Ted Sorensen's speech for the occasion as thin and stale. He wrote a new one en route to the event on Air Force One with Arthur Schlesinger. Privilege is here, Kennedy tells his audience, and with privilege goes responsibility. It's a familiar refrain from a president known for his call to service. But Kennedy's remarks this day are more personal. He has come to pay tribute to a friend.
For Robert Frost was one of the granite figures of our time in America. He was supremely two things, an artist and an American. A nation reveals itself not only by the men it produces, but also by the men it honors, the men it remembers.
Robert Frost composed a poem for Kennedy's inauguration that predicted that Kennedy's would be, as he wrote, a golden age of poetry and power.
And it's hardly an accident that Robert Frost coupled poetry and power. For he saw poetry as the means of saving power from itself. When power leads man towards arrogance, poetry reminds him of his limitations. When power narrows the areas of man's concern, poetry reminds him of the richness and diversity of his existence. When power corrupts, poetry cleanses.
But the poet also questioned power. When Frost returned from meeting Nikita Khrushchev in the summer of 1962, he told reporters that the Soviet leader had told him that Americans were, as he put it, too liberal to fight. Kennedy never forgave him. Even when Frost was on his deathbed in January 1963, the president refused to speak to him. So this speech is also an apology.
If sometimes our great artists have been the most critical of our society, it is because their sensitivity and their concern for justice, which must motivate any true artist, makes him aware that our nation falls short of its highest potential. I see little of more importance to the future of our country and our civilization than full recognition of the place of the artist.
We see how the artist's fidelity has strengthened the fiber of our national life, Kennedy says. It's not empty rhetoric. In a 1962 article about the arts in America for Look magazine, Kennedy wrote that the arts are very close to the center of a nation's purpose. The highest duty of the writer, the composer, the artist, Kennedy says, is to remain true to himself and to let the chips fall where they may. It's a direct reference to Frost.
And the nation which disdains the mission of art invites the fate of Robert Frost's hired man, the fate of having nothing to look backward to with pride and nothing to look forward to with hope.
Kennedy looks forward, he says, to an America which will reward achievement in the arts as we reward achievement in business or statecraft. He lays out a vision for an America respected as much for its civilization as for its strength.
Robert Frost was often skeptical about projects for human improvement. Yet I do not think he would disdain this hope. As he wrote during the uncertain days of the Second War, take human nature altogether, since time began, and it must be a little more in favor of man, say a fraction of 1% at the very least, our hold on the planet wouldn't have so increased. Because of Mr. Frost's life and work, because because of the life and work of this college, our hold on this planet has increased.
In unscripted remarks later that day, a humble-sounding Kennedy tells his audience that Robert Frost once said not to let the Harvard in me get too important.
Excerpts from John F. Kennedy's speech about the arts and the poet, Robert Frost. Tomorrow, we hear a private dictaphone recording of Kennedy in the wake of the November 1963 military coup in South Vietnam that deposed President Diem. This morning's story was produced by WBUR's Kelly Horan with help from George Hicks. You can hear all the stories in this series at our website, WBUR.org.